Not long ago, I was hired to go in and work with a partnership. There were three people who owned a business together, and they were all in the equal playing field, and they were having a really hard time working together. And so through a series of coaching conversations, we got to a place where we started making a lot of progress. And one of the key tools that I used and introduced to them and ran them through this process, I'm going to introduce to you now, which is designed to get maximum amount of alignment by creating agreements. That's one of the ways that alignment happens, is through creating good agreements. Now, agreements are one thing, understanding how to make them is another, but then having a shared understanding is even another. And so this process is designed to make sure there are two things happening. One is really clear agreements, and two is a shared understanding of what you're looking for. And when we went in and did that work, it had a huge difference on these key leaders, and they started working better together, they started having more fun, they started enjoying it, and there was a lot more efficiency, which comes from a bunch of people lifting at the same time with the same basic objective. So that's what this is. This is called the pencil process. That's what I'm going to introduce you to in the next video in more details. But to start, I need to introduce a few terms and the relationship between those terms, or better said, I'm introducing you to the human dynamics of how agreements actually work. And there are some subtleties here that may not be obvious at first. And so let me introduce you to the two key primary things to start, and that is, first, you have your offer. In any agreement, you have an offer. Your offer is a gift you want to give to others, something you have to offer. Could be a contribution you like making, could be some value you think you provide. That's the offer. Now, on the flip side, you have something else, which is called the ask, right? So this is the thing you want. This is a request you make of others. And so this is something you need from another person or group of people that will make your job somehow easier, more enjoyable, more efficient, more effective, something, right? So that's the ask. And by the way, this offer and ask, this dynamic is true whether you're in business or not. This could be in your marriage. This could be in a relationship with your kids. This could be anything. And so these dynamics apply across the board, regardless of what kind of relationship it is. Human dynamics are rooted in this fundamental dance between the offer and the ask. And you not only have the offer and the ask, which is what you're doing, you also have then the other person and how they are going to receive that. So for example, in the case of the offer, you have, you know, how others are going to receive that offer. I may want to give you something and you may not have much interest in it. And so there's different ways that an offer might be received. As much as it's me doing the action, it may not be for you that I'm doing it. It might be because it's something I like to do. So that's the way to think about it. Now, here's the way to think about how it could be received. Imagine the traffic light is the fundamental metaphor. You have kind of the red light at the top. Red light is refuse. In the case of an offer, somebody could simply refuse it. You know, my offer is I really want to come in and I want to give everybody in the office foot rubs. People would be like, whoa, that's creepy. No thanks. I'd rather not have the foot rub. You can keep that for yourself, I guess. So that's one thing. That's kind of an extreme example. But that's the idea, right? There may be something you could refuse. The second one is simply the yellow light, and that is to accept. Now here's, you know, accept sounds okay, and it may very well be okay, but the yellow light really indicates kind of, you want to make an offer, you want to do something for me, that's fine. It's not something I need necessarily. It's not something I've identified that I really want, but it doesn't hurt me either. So if it's something you want to give, go right ahead. I accept that, no problem. And then the last one is really the green light, and that's when you get the appreciate the offer. That's when you get someone who says, boy, that thing that you want to give me, that's exactly what I've been looking for. I really need that. I want that. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm grateful. And that's when you get kind of that hand in glove quality of the offer and the reception are matched perfectly. Now, understanding these three dimensions of asking, of the offer and the receiving of the offer helps you know what level of engagement you're getting. It helps you get clarity on how they're actually showing up to it, because that underlying emotional dynamic is what will drive, in some cases, how people actually show up and do the thing that you've asked or that you've offered for them to do. So that's how that works. Now let's turn now to look at the asking side of the equation. So if you're asking for something from someone else, well, now they have some choices around how they're going to give. So how others give shows up in the same traffic light. You've got the red, yellow, green. The red in this case is to decline. So I've asked for something from you and you're going to say, no, I'm not going to be able to give that. I would like a foot rub. And you're going to say at the office, I have no interest in giving you a foot rub. Again, very creepy. Now, it may not be creepy things. You can refuse all kinds of things, but this is the first layer is the refusal. The yellow is a little different. This is where you get compliance. So the way compliance works is, this is where you basically say, look, I'm not terribly excited about doing this. This isn't necessarily what I would choose to be doing. This isn't something that I feel like we need to do. I don't really see the value in it. Maybe any of those things, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to do it because I know that by complying, it's good for our partnership. It's good for our marriage. It's good for our relationship. And I might get something back later in return if I honor that half for you. However, it may not be something I'm all that excited about. And that compliance, you'll get a different kind of performance. People will show up a little differently when they're just under compliance. Or in the case of a hierarchical organization, you know, you get a lot of compliance. Many people will do lots of things and they'll just be complying. You'll have no idea because what they've been trying to do is hide the fact that this is merely compliance. What you're really after, and sometimes that's necessary. You can't avoid that in the case of hierarchy. It's going to happen, but it's good to know whether you're getting actual engagement or whether you're just getting compliance. And so the last one, the green light in the case of asking and getting, is to honor what you have asked. Now, to honor is to bring a level of enthusiasm, is to say there's a strong yes behind it that says, I would like this from you. And I go, boy, I love doing that. I would love to do that for you. That would give me great joy to bring that and actually do that for you. And that's where you get, again, that hand and glove, when the ask and the gift are matched by equal levels of enthusiasm. Now, it's not necessarily the goal, you won't always get it, but understanding these various levels can help you begin to get an awareness of, how do I manage my own expectations? What are each other's boundaries? Where have I crossed lines in the past that I shouldn't have? How do I know what their lines are? As you begin to unpack and unfold all of these things, what you get is higher levels of engagement, higher levels of agreement, greater efficiency, better will in the system. And so this is why understanding these dynamics of human consent and making agreements is so critical. Now, in the next video, I'm going to show you how to take some of these basic dynamics and understandings and move to what I call the pencil agreement process. We'll get into that on the next video.